Tropical storm warning still in effect along the coast. How will it affect us? Well, cloudy tonight. I think some tropical showers will develop in the overnight hours and through Saturday morning. I think by Saturday afternoon, the action will be over with. Breezy, overnight low temperature tonight, 58. High Saturday, 71. Then a nice day Sunday. Good bit of sunshine, high around 80. A strong cold front arrives in the area on Monday night. And ahead of it, we could see some strong thunderstorms with that one. We'll be watching it. This would be a great time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. Stay on top of the action. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Another bank robbery in Montgomery Thursday morning, this time the BB&T Bank in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. Police say the suspect gave a teller the note, then fled the scene with cash. This is now the third bank robbery in Montgomery with similar circumstances in the last 2 weeks, but police aren't saying whether they are connected. Jackson Hospital in Montgomery is restricting visitors due to high flu activity in Alabama. Officials say signs of the flu have appeared early this year, and if you have flu-like symptoms, you should visit your primary care physician or an urgent care clinic. The latest now on the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney, a.k.a. Cupcake. It's been 6 days now since she was abducted from a birthday party in Birmingham, and still not many answers. Two people taken in for questioning were arrested on unrelated charges. One has since been released on bond. The reward for credible information has now grown to $25,000. For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
White House announcing that next year's G7 meeting of world leaders will be held at a Trump resort.
Chicago school is canceled. 25,000 teachers are on strike.
President Trump's acting chief of staff blowing the lid off Trump's claim there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine. Mulvaney said aid money was held up to Ukraine in exchange for investigations.
Vice President Pence announcing that Turkey has suspended its military offensive for 5 days.
Trump's chosen ambassador to the European Union testified under oath, Gordon Sondland, delivering a devastating blow to Trump's defense, saying Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told him that Ukraine needed to investigate Joe Biden before the newly elected Ukrainian president would get a visit to the White House.
Tributes in Washington and far beyond for one of the most powerful and passionate members of Congress, Elijah Cummings, the Maryland Democrat and civil rights leader who died in Baltimore.
May God bless you all, and may God bless America.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Joey, name game.
Ah, yes. Name for this hour, Tiffany Segrest. Need to call 396-5477 within the hour. Again, Tiffany Segrest, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at East Elmore.
$1,000.
$500 to At Home, $500 to Foot Locker. Your chance now, Tiffany Segrest, 396-5477 to win this amazing prize. It's a chance to win.
Do you think if she wins it on Monday, she'll go down to at home and go get Halloween decorations.
It's quite possible. Or she might, you know, make like bedroom fixings. Like, I need a new bed frame. So, you know, who knows what somebody needs.
You need a bed frame or box frame? I mean, for the frame?
I've got a frame, like a good one. I've got an old metal frame that's just basic. I'd like to get something nicer at some point.
What's nicer than a basic? I mean, I thought you had to have a
like
bed.
Like with a headboard.
You want to get an actual bed.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah.
That has wood and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So the termites can eat your bed while you're asleep.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Good afternoon.
Eric, how are you?
Hey, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm glad it's Friday. I'm just like you said, TGIF.
I am in. Got good football going on.
What are you talking about?
Wine fest. We've got chili. We got steak. We got salsa.
I got two pretty ribeyes from Pepper Tree as we speak marinating. So
oh,
I'll be good
man.
To go tomorrow.
What time do you want us over there, Eric?
Come on anytime.
I like that.
I wanted to ask, and I didn't think to get a chance to call. I'm still on the clock at work, but I heard Alvin, and it was good to hear his voice. Is he planning to make a regular return with Jay and Jack Campbell, you know of?
Joey and Jack Campbell? Let's ask Joey.
He had Alva Lambert on there this morning.
I know.
I did. Right.
No, Joey did. So,
right. Yeah. So, yes, Alva would be stopping by on a regular basis.
He's a great guy. I've known him forever. He's funny.
He's just the
nicest guy going.
That's right. And on this name game, how do I get in on that?
Joey? Go to newstalk931.com.
Okay.
And at the top of the webpage, there should be a banner that says the name game. You just click on that, put in your information, wait for your name to
good
be called.
Deal.
That's after
all
you send a check to Dan and Joey for $100.
Hey, I need to get 617, my birthday.
You got it. You want to get in the drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
I appreciate your show.
This will be a great weekend for it.
What are you talking about? They still prepare Boston butts and all, but I couldn't get it this late in the game, could I?
No, I think you can get it.
I think
if you call today, you can get it tomorrow. Let me tell you what they do is they're cooking them, and particularly if you want one that's hot, they'll probably have one for you. So call down there and order one up. Tell me your damn show to listen when you call.
I'll do that. I appreciate your show, fellas.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you listening.
You. Goodbye.
Enjoy those ribeyes. Oh, man. That was a good call. Final hour, Joey. We're ramping up here, buddy. Let's do Representative Ratliff here. He's going to be talking about Mulvaney. This cut starts out with what Rick Perry says first.
Did his comments make things better or worse yesterday?
I think he was straight up with what he said. There was no quid pro quo in the sense of what those folks out there would like for it to be, that we're going to give you this money unless you go investigate Joe Biden and his son. I never heard that said anywhere, anytime, in any conversation.
So that is Rick Perry, the outgoing energy secretary, a short time ago in our program here defending Mick Mulvaney, chief of staff from yesterday. Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe,
you've
been inside a lot of these interviews behind closed doors. I know you can't talk about it as well. Explain legally how Secretary Perry can make that case that there is no quid pro quo based on what we think we know. Why is
that?
Well,
he's right. He's right, and Mick Mulvaney was right. Look, we withhold foreign aid to influence foreign policy decisions all the time. The U.S. has always done that, always will do that, always should do that. But in this case, remember what the quid pro quo is, using something to influence behavior. The quid pro quo is supposedly military aid. And what is undisputed at this point, Bill, is that no one in the Ukraine was aware that there was any discussion that military aid might be withheld for any reason at the time of the Trump-Zelensky call. That makes a quid pro quo impossible. So Adam Schiff can trot in all of the ambassadors, one after another, that you and I have never heard of before, but unless he brings someone forward that says that they were told specifically that military aid would be withheld unless the Ukrainians investigated Hunter Biden, this is just yet another baseless investigation into the president.
No quid pro quo. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Hey, how y'all today?
We're good, and you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I wanted to ask you a question. That city that Trump, can I get off subject just a second?
Sure.
The city that Trump was in, where the harassing people? What city was that?
You're talking about where Trump was harassing?
About 2 weeks ago. Where they knocked the hat off the guy and that type of stuff.
Where was that?
Minneapolis, right?
Minneapolis.
Okay. I was just curious. After that, he went to Louisiana, and then he went to Dallas last night.
Mm-hmm.
There was you didn't hear any of that type of stuff going on in those two cities. At least I didn't.
No.
I was just curious. I wonder why.
There were 30,000 people outside of out of the auditorium. I mean, that was an amazing event.
It sure was. But anyway, I was just curious because they seem like they get away with it in certain cities, or they try it.
You remember this? The police were told to stand down, and they were not allowed to put on their riot helmets because it looked too hostile.
And that was in Minneapolis.
That was Minneapolis.
Yep. Okay, I was just curious because they make it, it makes my blood boil to see them do that type of stuff to people.
Yep.
But anyway, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Give me month and day of birth.
8/8.
Yes, 8/8.
Still 8/8. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. We're going to do that drawing in about 15 to 20 minutes. So if you want to get in, you better call. Joel, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Thank you, Dan. I was going to tell you, Sweet Creek, with this cool weather, they got some of the best camp stew you want.
Absolutely. You're spot on that one.
Get that and a grilled cheese sandwich and a tea or something, and that's a full meal.
There you go. I'll tell you something that I might do this weekend. Is I might get some of their baked beans. Their baked beans are really, really good.
Well, I hadn't tried the baked beans. I think I'll try that next time. I've had Cuban. I've had that salad. If you go down there and get a salad, it's more than you can eat.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's really good that they have is potato salad. I got that for a church event. We were supposed to bring something, so I went down there, and they have this big container of potato salad, and people loved it. They're licking the bowl.
You're making me hungry.
I know. There you go.
Hey, if you will, put me in for sweet.
Give me month and day of birth.
11/1. I got one coming up.
You do have one coming up, my friend.
He's 71, man.
Oh, man. It's getting
old.
You're getting better with age. Better with age.
Amen on that. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joel. Let's go back to Ratcliffe. He's just basically going to say, no, there is no quid pro quo.
No one in Ukraine was aware of that. So not Zelensky at the highest level. No one.
Zelensky has said that himself. And again, unless Adam Schiff can bring in someone from the Ukrainian government that says, look, we were told we wouldn't get military aid unless we investigated Hunter Biden. This is yet another baseless investigation into the president for political reasons.
Well, Mulvaney he came out with a statement later in the afternoon after they said, let me be clear, there was absolutely no quid pro quo between Ukrainian military
legally
aid
impossible
and
at this point.
Any investigation.
Legally impossible at this point.
Legally impossible. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. There's absolutely no testimony at this point that military aid was something that the Ukrainians felt was being withheld to influence their decision. The president of the Ukraine said it himself. So we need to hear from the most important witnesses like Adam Schiff, who's running this investigation, to tell us how this whole baseless investigation started in the first place, his contact with a person who ultimately became a whistleblower.
Well,
those are the kind of witnesses we should
be
hearing from.
Mulvaney got a lot. Sorry for the interruption. I just want to get to one more point here. Mulvaney certainly got a lot of headlines in the afternoon. Then the statement came out later in the early evening hours there. We were just with Mike McCall 30 minutes ago. He's inside a lot of these interviews, and he would not discuss publicly what's happening. I know you've been inside for some of these interviews as well. He's adamant that the story's not going in.
It's not going anywhere.
Michael on the move. Michael, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Well, hey, Dan. Oh, Michael here. And I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm a first-time caller.
Wow. Wait. You're going to get your name twice and twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Michael, tell me about yourself.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a retired old guy, 63 years old, and you know my son. My son's a game warden that comes down and visits with you at Sweet Creek down there.
Oh, yeah, what a great guy. What a great guy.
Well, he got me interested in listening to you, and I really enjoyed wanted to call in the other day and tell you some things. And by the way, I'm going in twice. My birthday is 8/21. There, you got that. So, but, you know, I want to tell you what's happened to me at my age, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that. At my age and what I've been through, you were talking about people being independent and voting different ways. And certainly me, as I grew up, there was a lot of Democrats. I'll tell you, I voted for Don Siegelman, right? I mean, I've always been an independent guy, would vote for the person and not vote for the party.
Right.
And now, all of a sudden, as I'm finally doing good with a 401k, got a good retirement, got things going, and I see people working throughout America. I see Alabama with the lowest unemployment that we've ever had. And then I hear people wanting to take my guns away from me. We're wanting to have people entitled and get everything for free. And I got to tell you, Dan, I'm just having a hard time even thinking about the word Democrat right now when I hear those kinds of things going on. We're more worried about impeaching the president than we're worried about taking care of the people of this country. And I applaud Donald Trump for not being shaken by being beat up every day. I just don't think I could take that every day of my life, waking up and somebody just beating me up like that every day. So I applaud him for that and sticking to his guns or what's up.
Well, Michael, you and 60 million other people feel the same way.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, it's the craziest thing. We talk about this whole deal in Turkey. How many troops did we actually move, Dan? Have we ever look at that? How many did we actually move?
Yeah, you're getting kind of two numbers. You're getting one that was 100, that was less than 50, I'm sorry, that were in harm's way. Then you have another set that they're further down in Syria, and that was about 300. And
right.
That's it right there. The other ones are staying in Syria, down in the very southern part of Syria.
Well, and you know, the Kurds have really kind of pissed Turkey off really bad. And so do we want to put 300 or 50 of our troops when there's going to be thousands of troops from Turkey? What's going to happen to our troops if we got 200 people? Let's make that number. And yeah. We put out thousands. What's going to happen? We're going to bring all our young men and women home in a pine box. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly right. And let me tell you, when you know, the terminology of in harm's way was exactly right. There were 15,000 troops coming over the border from Turkey.
Right. And that's right.
What we did is we moved our guys and got them out of harm's way. Now, what the Democrats are going, well, those guys were there. They're the only thing between the Kurds and Turkey. Well, there weren't 15,000 of them when they were doing that, and it's just not. It's they've got this thing so wrong. I think Trump did the right thing. I think people are going to get hurt, but he. It's not like they didn't know that something like this could be coming.
That's exactly right. Well, hey, love your show. Taking me a long time to call in, but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you speaking the truth and the knowledge. And you enjoy do a great job there, but the knowledge that you have from your past and working for a president and doing things, it's just I really enjoy listening to you every day. Hey, you guys have a great day.
Okay.
And
we're gonna do that drawing in about 10 to 20 minutes. Okay.
You guys, thanks, Dan. I appreciate you. Thanks, Joey.
Your son's a wonderful guy, by the way. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Having more fun than a talk radio host should be able to have, but it's Friday, so that comes naturally to me. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Rusty. And you?
I'm okay, sir. I can't complain. I was talking to Joey, just telling him what a wonderful job I thought he was doing with Jack Campbell and his guest host and everything on the Joey and Jack program.
Mm-hmm.
That is on right before you. I think he's finally found his niche there. That's where he needs to be. He's doing a great job.
He does.
Well, appreciate that, Rusty.
And I thought about something a minute ago. You know, once in a while you have one of those thoughts that kind of jump out at you. I think the Democrats are like a bird in a screened-in porch. They get into a mess, and you standing there holding the door open trying to wave them out, and they just too blinded to go. They can't figure it out. This whole thing with the Ukrainian thing. I mean, didn't they see all the transcripts and hasn't there been a release of the audio, or has there?
There has been no release of audio.
But you know, you hear what the man says, and then you got the president of the Ukraine, or the grand hoo ha, whatever he is over there. He says no, that he didn't want me to. He wasn't holding up the money to get me to investigate the guy. You know, it's just, it makes me sad, man. And so many folks that are just so blinded by the hatred of a man who's not doing anything but trying to help our country.
There you go.
It's crazy. That's why now I'd like to kick off the Dan Morris and Joey in 2024. Or 2025. I think it's 2025. We need to kick off y'all campaign to get y'all in the White House.
The only thing is,
won't be no legislation from noon till three every day, so y'all can still do the show.
Oh, okay. I like that. Give us a little time off.
Yeah.
Rusty, thanks for the telephone call, my friend.
All right, you guys take care.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rusty.
White House bid for us.
No, I don't think I could endure that opposition research.
Yeah, really, there's enough on me that I would never even think about running out here.
As you've told the story before, the FBI background check. Oh, what has he done now?
Yeah, I can't imagine what it'd be, add 40 years to there, right. 20, 39 years. News 93.1, we're going to reset, go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's confident Turkey will honor its agreement to pause hostilities in northern Syria despite reports of sporadic attacks.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause.
The president has received bipartisan criticism for his handling of the situation in northern Syria, with some saying he abandoned Kurdish forces who helped American troops fight ISIS. Juul is ending the sales of many of its flavored vaping products. News Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says he's happy to hear.
They're addicting a whole generation of kids to nicotine, and that is a really serious health problem. So we're glad to see these coming off the market.
Juul is halting sales of fruit and dessert flavored vaping products, but will continue to sell mint, menthol, and traditional tobacco flavors. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Fast-moving Tropical Storm Nestor is aiming for the northwest Florida coastline. Tropical storm warning still in effect along the coast. How will it affect us? Well, cloudy tonight. I think some tropical showers will develop in the overnight hours and through Saturday morning. I think by Saturday afternoon, the action will be over with. Breezy, overnight low temperature tonight, 58. High Saturday, 71. Then a nice day Sunday. Good bit of sunshine, high around 80. A strong cold front arrives in the area on Monday night. And ahead of it, we could see some strong thunderstorms with that one. We'll be watching it. This would be a great time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. Stay on top of the action. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are on a Friday TGIF edition. 29 minutes left of Dan and Joey work session here, and then we're out of here. You like being off at 3 o'clock now, don't you?
I really do, especially on a Friday.
I know. You see how I get so excited about it.
I can now share in your excitement.
I like that. What do you say? Let's do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket.
Let's get it done.
Get it done.
Shut up the music and get out the drumsticks. And the winner is Dan. Not you.
Oh, caller, darn it. Dan, you need to call me at 272-9228 so we can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. This is a great weekend to get that. So give me a call, Dan, 272-9228. We'll get you taken care of ASAP. Let's continue on with Ratliff and talking about what the Dems are doing.
What is the story then, based on what you're hearing?
The story is that Democrats are going to continue to leak snippets of testimony out of context to make it seem like something sinister or nefarious was happening without letting the American people see it for themselves and make determinations for themselves. They're conducting a secret grand jury impeachment inquiry behind closed doors so that they can try and control the narrative in a false way. This is why it needs to be transparent and open, like impeachment inquiries are supposed to be, have always been. And really, the Democrats are doing a grave injustice to the American people by the way they're approaching them.
They are doing a grave injustice. Okay, so remember we played the Mulvaney presser yesterday, and the reason for it was for the announcement of the G7 meeting. And they had picked a location. Go to Major Garrett, if you don't mind, and we'll listen to the Doral for the G7.
Mick Mulvaney held that briefing yesterday to make an unprecedented announcement and triggered even more controversy. He said the G7 summit, an important gathering of world leaders, will be held next June at the president's Florida resort, prompting new criticism that the president is using his office to enrich himself. Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett is at the White House with more on this story. Major, a couple things. How in the world is this okay, number one? And two, what's at stake here for the president?
Well, the short White House answer to question one, Gail, is the president's not going to profit, therefore it's not inappropriate or improper. What's at stake? The merging of two intense lines of criticism of this White House, both with constitutional implications. As we just heard, there's already the ongoing House impeachment inquiry investigating whether or not the president used the powers of the presidency to benefit himself politically in Ukraine. Now with this Doral G7 summit announcement, more evidence, lawmakers say, in an existing lawsuit accusing the president of using those self-same powers to profit from the president.
Just look at the terrible foreign corruption of the Bidens.
Okay, as I told you, I was on the team that went around and looked at sites, and kind of the way the press is doing this, they're kind of saying, well, you know, this is the only property that would work. It's not a question, is this the only property that would work? What Mulvaney said was, this is the best property for the job. And let me tell you something. We had the entire Williamsburg community. Everything on the Williamsburg property, we had locked down. We controlled the entrances. We had the different delegations staying in different houses. We had hotels off the property where people were staying. Reagan was staying at one particular house that where you do bilateral meetings and everything, and it was right next to where the golf course is. This is a very complicated thing. It's not easy to do one of these, having done one. And that was my event site. I wasn't overall in charge, but I was in charge of executing the event. And we looked all over the place, and we decided Williamsburg was the perfect setting because it hit every note. Secret Service was happy. The White House Communications was happy. With one little small exception, we had to bring in a whole bunch of new phone lines in there. But Williamsburg Foundation, which was funded by the Rockefellers, said, no problem. We'll write the check for it and get it done. So They're kind of overdoing this. Let's go to the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, Dan. Congratulations, Dan.
Thanks. I only have one problem with winning, is narrowing the choices down.
There you go. Well, you can meet Joey and I down there, and we'll help you.
Oh, sure.
I was listening, and that Camp Stew sounds pretty good.
Camp Stew is excellent. The Cuban sandwich is spectacular.
Yeah, I like it.
And if you want some really good barbecue, particularly if you're going to get the Boston butt, it's huge. You'll be eating on it for a long time.
Well, I'll have to take my time on the choices. So I'll have to spend about half the day there tomorrow.
Well, so you're going to go down tomorrow?
Maybe. I don't know yet. I've got a football game to go to tonight, but hopefully that'll be a winner, too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I am going to send Reed Ingram and Karen your information. Excuse me. And I think you'll really enjoy going to Sweet Creek. The only thing I ask, Dan, is call me back and tell me what you got and if you enjoyed it or not.
I'll do that.
Congratulations, Dan.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Y'all have a good rest of the day.
You too. Oh, man. I don't want her, too. Yeah. Let's continue on with Major Garrett talking about the Doral and the G7 meeting.
The White House announcement comes as the president has repeatedly accused his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, of self-dealing.
The Bidens got rich while America got robbed.
It's not the only place. It's the best place.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said there is nothing improper about Doral hosting the summit of foreign leaders because Mr. Trump will not earn a profit.
I don't care about making money.
According to the Constitution, all federal employees are prohibited from accepting any gift or fee from a foreign government.
With Doral, we have a series of magnificent buildings. We have incredible conference rooms. The ballrooms are among the biggest in Florida.
Doral is prominent among Mr. Trump's U.S.-based properties. He reportedly took out a $125 million loan to buy it.
He's got a lot more invested in Doral than he does in, say, the Trump Hotel in New York or other places because this is his money and he's on the hook for the loan.
Jonathan O'Connell of the Washington Post said Doral's financial situation is stressed, with net operating income falling 69% between 2015 and 2017. Next year's G7 summit will come to Doral when it needs revenue badly. June is part of the club's seasonal slump, when visitors tend to shun Florida's heat and humidity.
You're going to have not only the business that you're going to get, but you are going to have the greatest advertisement for a property you could ever have.
Some White House officials worried about the optics of choosing Doral for the G7 summit, but President Trump was undeterred. Those same officials say the president never influenced the site selection process, but readily acknowledged, Tony, his advocacy publicly and here could not be ignored.
And that may have made the difference, Major. Thank you very much.
So, they're all up in arms now. We're going to play Jason Napolitano, and this is an example of Jason Napolitano has kind of changed in the way he's doing this. Listen in.
Spillover effect from that, even at cost, is very good for whatever event locale you choose. But again, they are arguing that this is not a violation of the Monuments Clause where someone is profiting off of something. I believe Judge Jason Napolitano has a different notion of that. What do you think?
Well, Neil, it's not my notion, it's the Constitution's notion. When the Constitution does not address profits, it addresses any present, as in a gift, any emolument, as in cash, of any kind whatever. I'm quoting the Emoluments Clause, from any king, prince, or foreign state. So if this were a meeting of the governors of the United States, there'd be no Emoluments Clause problem. The purpose of the Emoluments Clause is to keep the President of the United States of America from profiting off of foreign money. Here we go again. Not in the campaign, but in some event or entity that he controls or is running. He has bought himself an enormous headache now with the choice of this. This is about as direct and profound a violation of the Emoluments Clause as one could create.
So, we have an important person online. Let's go to Reed Ingram. Reed, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show. Reed, are you there? Reed? 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 Put him on hold. Play the second part of the Jason Napolitano talking about the emolument calls.
All right, which is fine, again, doing a little bit of research here. For the Trump business, and I'm not saying this is the president himself, but it extended to his family, this particular locale is the biggest moneymaker for the Trump family. So I know a little bit, having covered numerous G7 events all over the world over my career, whatever you might lose, because they probably do lose a little bit, given the fact that no one else can go to these venues when the world leaders are there, so it's in lockdown. But again, the carryover, the spillover of that, if you go to Sea Island today, they still have the flags of the countries and trees that were planted. It's a great, you know, draw to people to visit. Wow, this is where the foreign leaders are. So it has a spillover effect.
Well, most respectfully, Mr. Mulvaney's focus on profit, while it may make sense in the economic world, is not what the framers were concerned about. They were concerned about a gift or cash coming directly or indirectly to the president of the United States, even if it's done at a loss. Now, the president owns shares of stock in a corporation that is one of the owners of this, along with many other investors. He also owns shares of stock in the corporation that manages it. So those corporations will receive a great deal of money from foreign heads of state because this is there. That's exactly what the Emoluments Clause was written to prohibit.
Let me read the definition of emolument. A salary, comma, fee, comma, or profit from employment or office. That's the definition. When you go back and you look at the writings from the Federalist Papers, it basically said that what you don't want is having a government buying someone. I don't see how this is buying Donald Trump. Let's try to read Ingram again. Reed, can you hear me now? Reed, did you actually talk to him?
Yeah. Reed, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man, this is our second time. What's up, big guy?
Oh, not a whole lot, man, not a whole lot. What's up with y'all?
It's a Friday, and I know you're going to have a bunch of people heading down to Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend to see the festivities down there. I was down there last Saturday. It was packed, Reed.
We were busy. We were doing our fall festival, and I tell you, we've got a lot of pumpkins we've been picking all weekend, about finished up on all the picking, but we've got some really good pumpkins this year. It's probably one of the better years. We've got a lot of different varieties. We got some wheat straw and corn stalks and a little bit of everything if anybody wants to decorate with, you know.
Well, I tell you, your moms are spectacular.
Thank you. They're really big. They're 12-inch moms, and they're a really good price. Probably the biggest you can find in town.
They really are, and thanks for giving me the tip of how to take care of it. It's amazing. Once I put it outside and I watered it constantly, it made all the difference in the world.
I tell you, and they'll last all the way through Thanksgiving, too, if you take care of them.
Are they annual? At the end of the season, do I cut it back?
Just to throw them away. I wouldn't worry about nursing it. It's not going to make it through the winter anyway. So just take it and throw it away and get another one next year.
I'll definitely do that.
Yes, sir. We're going to put Boston Butts on sale tomorrow for pre-order only for $25.
Okay, great. Because two people have called in about that. And,
yes, sir. $25 tomorrow only.
Okay, $25. They need to call today and order it. What number do they use?
280 Farm.
Guys, a couple of people have asked about this. This is your golden opportunity to get a Boston Butt, and I'm telling you, they are great. You're going to be eating on them for a while. They are delicious.
And they're big, Dan. We also are going to do ribs for $17. That's pre-order only. It's a big slab of St. Louis-style ribs. Got a lot of good games this weekend. So, you know, grab some tailgate stuff or bring it to the house. You know, come out and enjoy some good barbecue. And come on down. The Pumpkin Festival is going on. Hopefully we don't get rained out. But come on down and take a hayride there and take a hayride back. It's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of activities, good concession. So come on out and have a good time this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Reed
Saturday
Ingram.
And Sunday, we'll be ready.
Reed Ingram from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You guys need to go down there. Say hi to Reed and Karen. Reed will treat you right, my friends. He will treat you right. Reed, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Everybody have a good weekend. Thanks.
You too. Let me do this. I need to reset so I can get back into, I don't know, let's try to pull the last Justin Napolitano. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
The stature, the status of the resort in question. Now, Mick Mulvaney was saying that, you know, we looked at all the pot. This is the only one we could find. Well, I'm not a golfer. I play miniature golf, so that might count. But there are tons of them around everywhere. Now, I understand with this particular facility, it is large enough to accommodate everybody. They can all be on site to hear Mick Mulvaney's handle. I think that was the same at Sea Island. It was certainly that way at Camp David if all the leaders wanted to stay in the neighborhood. So there's an appeal from a security perspective. But if it has the name Trump on it, I think you would bend over backwards to avoid that.
One would think so. But you know the president. He likes a fight, and he's just picked another one.
All right. So where does this go?
I would imagine someone will file another lawsuit. There's two emoluments clause lawsuits going on now, one in Baltimore and one in Washington, D.C. Those are active live cases. Expect a third one probably in the federal district court in the southern part of Florida.
Okay, this is from the Federalist Papers. It's called Federalist Number 22, written by Alexander Hamilton. Lost my place here. One of the, and Alexander Hamilton stated this, one of the weak sides of republics among their numerous advantages is that they afford too easy an inlet to foreign corruption. Therefore, to counter this foreign corruption, the delegates at the Constitution Convention worded the clause in such a way as to act as a catch-all for all attempts by foreign government to influence state or municipal policies through gifts or titles. Okay, that's the difference of them influencing a person. In other words, a foreign country comes to you and says, here's $10,000, President Clark, versus President Clark making a decision to have them come here.
Right.
That, and you're going to have to show influence. I don't see how they get that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Marr Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Through October 19th.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcast.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. 272-9228, that's where we are. Go to Reed Ingram calling in. And let me tell you something, guys. Take advantage of that $25 deal. There's only one other time that I've seen it that low. I would take advantage of it. Those Boston butts are huge, and they are delicious. And let me tell you, when I did mine, I put a fork in it, and I pulled down on it, and it just came apart. Mm. It was great. And then I kind of shredded it a little bit, got the buns out, and people would either make a sandwich or they would, and I was toasting the buns, and or they'd do a barbecue plate and got the baked beans and the potato salad on the side. Then I had my bag of Frito-Lay potato chips, which I love, and then pickles and all that kind of stuff. It was really, really good. And considering the money, it was, I mean, there were, how many, it was 12 people? 10, 12? 10. And, but I had Boston butt for like a week afterwards. I had Boston butt till the cows came home out there. Now, I'm going to play the final part of this. This is Neil Cavuto. There's a background on the Doral, so you can kind of hear some of the numbers involved. This is the only part I've got kind of a concern about.
Just to add a little bit, as the judge is talking here, a little bit from this Miami New Times. It's a weekly Miami area paper. It looks at business in the Miami area. And it had said that revenue had been plummeting at the property since 2015. Now, a consultant told them at the time for the Trump Organization and tax officials commenting on this that in late 2018, the resort was, quote-unquote, severely underperforming when compared to comparable hotel properties in South Florida. It could be the name or the brand, Trump, the controversy generating when he first announced he was running for president. It's not a reflection on the president here and about his business acumen, just the controversy the name generates. But again, to avoid any appearance of favoring one property over the other, the administration has gone headfirst into what could be a very controversial back and forth as to whether that would be the best location. To the judge's point, the president has decided.
And that's what happens. When he decides, he decides. Okay, I've got to get this piece in. It's kind of long, but Senator Kennedy talks about Pelosi, impeachment, Ukraine, and the intent. Listen to Kennedy from Louisiana.
Senator John Kennedy is a Republican who represents the proud state of Louisiana, and he joins us tonight. So where are we in this battle of sorts, the Revolutionary War battle of Concord between the president and the speaker?
In terms of the war of words, you and I both know President Trump. He's not a turn-the-other-cheek kind of guy.
True.
I think he believes if you turn the other cheek, you just get it in the neck. So Speaker Pelosi knows that. I've talked to people who were in the meeting. She baited him. He took the bait. If he asked my opinion, and he hasn't, I would tell him to ignore her. When you argue with a fool, it just proves they're two. Yep. Now, I don't expect the president to do that. The president is, happened to visit with him last Friday. He's angry. And here's why he's angry. He is being charged, or I think he will be charged, with a high crime or a high misdemeanor. Anybody who knows a law book from a J. Crew catalog knows that requires intent, mens rea. This whole case against him is going to come down to intent. And I believe, whether others believe it or not, I believe that he believes that the Ukrainian government may have interfered in the 2016 election. I believe that he believes that the Bidens may have been involved in impropriety in Ukraine, and that he believes that it is an appropriate exercise of his foreign affairs powers to withhold federal taxpayer money until he is certain that the impropriety has been investigated and that any Ukrainian officials who were involved are no longer in the government. There is precedent for this. Some of my friends in the mainstream media laugh at me when I say this, but Thomas Jefferson prosecuted Aaron Burr, had him prosecuted, and investigated him, a political rival, for treason. He didn't prosecute Burr because he was a political rival. He prosecuted him because he thought he had committed treason, and he happened to be a political rival. And to me, this whole thing's about intent. And I can tell you, based on my conversations with the president, he honestly believes that the investigation needs to go forward. The second point I'd make, the Ukrainian government, not the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian government is historically and organically corrupt.
I've noticed.
And when you say, okay, you investigated the vice president and his son, can you show me the report? No. Can I see the evidence? No. Why are the allegations unfounded? I'm not saying they are founded, but why are they unfounded? Well, it's because it's been reported. Well, who reported it? And then you go to them and they say, well, we haven't seen it. They reported it. Number two, and this is my final point. Let's suppose the Ukrainians did have a report. Who in God's name over there are you going to believe? I mean, I hope President Zelensky turns out better, Tucker, but the people who preceded him look to me like they're all crooked as a barrel of snakes. And I honestly don't know, I don't understand Speaker Pelosi's theory of her case.
And the fact that there's been no vote on it, which strikes me as is kind of shocking.
Outstanding Senator Kennedy. Outstanding. He's a legal scholar, by the way, and he's spot on that. They need to be doing so much more with those type of things where they're really nailing them, and they need to get talking points. You know, I think what happens is Trump considers himself the lead. Mm-hmm. What he needs to understand is that he needs help with this thing.
And a lot of Republicans have learned the hard way. They try to start defending the president with talking points, and then Trump completely demolishes their talking points by doing a new set, and he doesn't stay on script. And I think a lot of them have been burned one too many times in that regard.
Well, don't try to defend him. What you need to do is basically attack the Democrats. That's the core secret to this whole thing. But they got to get their messaging done a lot better than this. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show today, yes.
Guess what today is?
Friday!
Oh, man! Guys, I am so looking forward to this weekend. There is some spectacular football, spectacular events. I'll see you down at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Hopefully I'll see you at the Riverwalk Wine Festival. Be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.